servant's heart. So I want to take you to a text in the Bible that we see where there needs to be a proper understanding of what servants are really all about. And so we start out with this idea in Matthew chapter 20, verse 21, is a story where the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, they come to Jesus. She comes to Jesus with a request. Okay? And her request is this: grant that these two sons of mine will, one, be able to sit on your right hand and one on your left hand in the kingdom. Now, you need to understand the implications of that kind of a request. Okay? When
back then, when they talk about someone seating at someone's right hand, this right hand, not this one, the right hand, that was the second highest position, only under the king. The left hand was the next highest. Okay? So when someone says, hey, I want to be able to sit at your right hand or at your left hand, that means I want the most important positions just under you. Okay? And of course, the disciples, they didn't quite understand the concept of the kingdom that Jesus was establishing, it being a spiritual kingdom. They're thinking physical. Jesus is going to establish his kingdom. He's going to drive out the Romans, and he's going to be king, and I want to be able to sit up there in the top position. The top positions were not positions of service. If you got the right hand and the left hand seats, then you were served. You didn't do a whole lot of serving. Okay? And so basically what's happening is James and John are jockeying for positions. When the kingdom gets established, they want to make sure they're right up there at the top of the leadership board. Okay? Now, they want, understand their position, they want to be the first to do what? To request the first place. It's kind of like, you know, we sometimes play that game, you know, everybody's going to jump in the car and someone says, I got shotgun. You know, whoever calls it first gets it, right? And I think that was their idea. If we get to say, we get to ask about it first, then, hey, we get those places. Well, that's not really how it works in the kingdom of God, is it? You see? What happens as a result of their request is that the others, that is the other disciples, became indignant with them. In fact, the Bible tells us that a dispute arose amongst the disciples because of this incident. So you got two disciples that are kind of, you know, and I can imagine in this dispute as it's going on, they're all angry with the other two and they're talking. And can you just imagine there's probably some name calling, you know, going on here, mama's boys. What's the matter? You can't go and ask yourself and all that kind of stuff. They get their mama to go and ask for this, and, you know, and there's a lot of upset guys about what's taking place here. They became indignant. So much so that there was a dispute between them. Jesus then gives a lesson about leadership and about servanthood. He calls them together and he says, look, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them. And their high officials exercise authority over them. That's how the world works, is jockeying for the positions at the top. Because whoever is at the top gets to make the rules. You see? And he says, that's how the world functions. And then he goes on to say, not so with you. And Jesus talks about servant leadership. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. We've talked about that word slave several different times, and just the mention of that word, you know, the thoughts that it brings to us are not good thoughts, are they? Because our view and vision of what slavery is all about is not a good thing. But Jesus is saying here, look, if you want to be first in my kingdom, then you need to be a slave. The top positions, in order to get there, you've got to do it by being a servant and a slave. That's the only way to get there. And then he focuses on himself and says, look, I didn't come to be served, but to serve. And to give my life as a ransom. Amen. So you see, being a servant and being a slave, a servant leader or a slave leader requires death. Death. It requires us to die to ourselves. Because you cannot be a true servant to someone else. You cannot be someone's slave if you still own you. See, that won't work. And so in order to truly be a servant leader, we've got to be willing to die to ourselves, see, and become a slave. A slave of God. Jesus says he came to serve. What about you? Are you willing to be a servant, a slave, in order to accomplish what he wants done in his kingdom? In order to have the top spot in the kingdom. That's how you get there. We have, with our Friends Day coming up, we've got some great opportunities to be great and to be first. Okay, so let me tell you about what we're going to be doing. All right, opportunities for greatness because God has destined us for greatness. He wants us to be great because He wants us to be servants. Okay, He wants us to be first because He wants us to be servants. And our Friends Day this year, because of the way that we're doing it, gives us the opportunity to be great and first. Okay? Friends of the Community, as I told you before, September the 14th, 2 weeks from now. Okay? We want you, first of all, to bring a friend. Okay? Bring as many friends as you have. I know some of us only have one friend. Bring your friend. Okay? Bring as many as you can. And we don't really particularly care how you get them here. Okay? Whatever you have to do to get them here, get them here. All right? Bring your friends. All right? That's a major part of the goal here. Bring your friends. So what are we going to do on Friends Day? Bring a friend. Okay? Hog time, do whatever you have to, but get your friends here. Okay? Now, what we're going to be doing, first of all, we're going to have a special worship time. We're going to be talking about friendship and relationships and those kinds of things in our worship time. And then we're going to have our fellowship dinner that we usually have for our friends. Okay? And that's traditionally, that's what we've been doing for a long time. We worship together and then we invite our friends to come and share a meal together. So that's not changing any. But here's where it really gets interesting. Okay? Because what we're going to be doing as part of our Friends of the Community is we're going to take 35 barbecue meals to the Sheriff's Department in Dinwiddie. And the reason that we are doing that is because it is our way to say thank you to them for what they do for us. Okay? So basically the idea is, And we told them, and I went over and I met with the sheriff and talked with him and told him what we wanted to do. And he said, well, we can just come to you. We said, no, that's not what we want to do. You see, it's not the idea that says, we're going to put together a meal, and if you want it, you got to come to us. No. What we're saying is, we're putting together a meal, and we want to bring it to you. Okay? And that's where the service part comes in. You see? We are going to deliver this food to the Sheriff's Department. We're going to put together these meals, okay, and then we're going to take them to the Sheriff's Department and deliver it to them. You don't necessarily have to dress up in the delivery costume, whatever, although we give you one if you want. You know, dress, no. So Here's what we need. We need a lot of servants to be able to pull this off. So I want you to put your servant heart on, okay, and be thinking in terms of where can I help to make this happen, all right? Because if you really want to be first, you've got to have a servant's heart to do that. If you want to be great in God's kingdom, then it requires a servant's heart. And this effort is going to require us to approach it from the standpoint of what we can do to serve those who so greatly serve us. That's what this is really all about. We don't want it to be just a matter of it's really easy to say to our friends, hey, we're having this big dinner at church. We want you to come, you know, and join us. You know, that's great. We want you to do that, but that's not enough. We have some folks who really sacrifice their time. They lay their lives on the line. They sacrifice their families and a lot of other things in order to make sure that we are safe. And so we want to just to serve them by saying thank you for what you do for us. Okay? But that's got to be a servant's heart. Now, here's what we need for you to do. First of all, we need you to sign up to bring, and notice I have on here, in addition to your fellowship food. Okay? Notice that we got two things going on. Okay? We have the fellowship meal that's going to be going on here for us and our friends. And then we've got 35 meals we have to put together for the folks at the Sheriff's Department. So we need for you to plan, first of all, to bring your food for the fellowship meal. Okay? Everybody with me on that? In addition to that, we need you to sign up on the list. It's out there on the bulletin board for the side dishes that will go along with this. Cindy and I will be preparing, cooking the barbecue, the meat for this. We need for you to bring the sides. Okay? So sign up on the list back there what sides that you will bring to this so that we can prepare these meals and so forth. So that's the first thing. Sign-up list is out there. We need you to sign up for additional food for our fellowship time that day. Second thing, we need servants to help prepare the takeout meals. Okay, so again, simultaneous to the fellowship meal that's going to be beginning in the fellowship hall with our friends, we're going to need a handful of folks, and probably we will set this up in the library. We'll set the food up in there for us to prepare to put all of these plates together. Okay? So I want you to be thinking in terms of the opportunity to serve there just in putting these meals together. Okay? So there's another opportunity for you to serve. Okay? Then we need folks to deliver the food. Okay, we're going to need some folks to take this stuff once we get it all packaged up and we'll have some warming bags and stuff that we use and we'll have that here, put those things in and be able to take that. But we need some folks to deliver. Now, to make the delivery of this easier on folks, we've already contracted for several bicycles. You can stack several. Some of you are looking like, are you? No. I just wanted to kind of get opportunity to catch some of you who I'm starting to lose. You're falling asleep a little bit, you know. But we need some help. We need servants to drive the food out there to the sheriff's office and to deliver it to them. So that's another opportunity to serve in all this. Next, actually, I'll have it here this Wednesday evening. The final thing on this is we're going to have a big thank you card. And we want to pass it around. The congregation will have it here Wednesday evening. For those of you who will be here Sunday, next Sunday we'll have it. We want you to sign the card. It's just a thank you card that we're going to have for them. We want you to sign it just to express your thanks to them for what they do. So there's a lot of different ways that all of us have to be able to serve these folks who take care of us and provide our safety and so forth there at the Sheriff's Department. So that's what our Friends Day is really all about this year. A lot different than what we normally do. Normally it's kind of focused in here, go out and get your friends, bring them here. We're going to worship together and then have a meal. We're going to do all that plus. Okay? All right? So again, lots of opportunities for you to serve. There's lots of opportunities for a lot of people to serve. So it's not where we expect any one person or people to do everything. We want to get as many people involved in this as we possibly can. So I want you to be thinking about how you can help, what you can do. If you have any questions, then come and let me know. We're going to work this out. I think it's going to be a really, really great effort. I know that the folks over at the Sheriff's Department, they already appreciate the fact that we're willing to do this. When I went out there and was talking with them, the sheriff was like, he couldn't believe that there was a church that was actually wanting to do something like this. He said, we never have something like this happen. He said, usually, and I know this to be the truth, he said, usually the time that we hear from people is when they got some kind of complaint. But for a whole church to actually say, we want to do this as an expression of thanks, he said, that's unheard of. Okay? So you can see what kind of a difference, what's the message it's going to send to them, that we really do appreciate what they do. And that's what we want to do. Because they are our friends in the community. And that's how we can serve them. So that's what it's all about. You know, life is always better when you get to share it with friends, right? That's what this is all about. The reason that we gather here together is because we are all friends and brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Okay? And the more folks that we can be friends with and bringing them to Christ, then the better our day gets, right? Okay? And that's what this is really all about. So a little bit different twist on what we normally do on Friends Day. And I didn't mention this earlier, but again, that's going to be a one-day event. That's Sunday the 14th. We won't be having anything on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday like we traditionally do. That's why this effort is a big effort that we want to do and really do it well. Okay, for them. So that's what our plan is. That's what we're doing. Again, all those other events we have on the calendar we went through, put them on your calendar, mark them down. Please take the opportunity to participate in those. Serve where you are needed. And if you're one of those folks who are being benefited, like the widows or what have you, then allow us to serve you. You say for that. But that's what this is really all about. So think about those things and think about being the kind of servant that God wants us to be. Because the more that we serve Him, then guess what? The more, the higher we move up in a sense in His kingdom. Not about the positions. You see, it's about moving up higher and closer to Him in relationship. Okay? That's what it's really all about. Now, we're going to stand in just a moment and have a song, an invitation song. And that's an opportunity for anyone to be able to come and to say, hey, I need some prayers for this. This is going on in my life. I need some encouragement. I need some guidance. I don't know what to do. Whatever it is that you need, we want to have opportunity to serve you. Okay? And recognizing that there may be someone here this morning who's not yet a Christian. Maybe you have not given your life to Christ, but you've come to the point where you recognize that you're ready to do that. You believe that Jesus is the Son of God and you're ready to make Him Lord of your life, then call upon Him as such. Repent of the sin that's separating you from God and have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. You can do that right now. All you got to do is come up and let me know if that's what you'd like to do. Dale will be in the back to receive anyone. If you'd like to have a private prayer or conversation with him back there, or you can come up to the front and let us know what we can do for you. Let's stand together and pray.